Stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving,
abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me.
There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours.
All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name.
For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The hymn of praise is hymn 795. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel chapter 36, beginning at verse 22. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. And from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by obedience to the truth, for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. We stand as we sing the Alleluia and verse.
Alleluia.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O God.
And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, which commandment is the most important of all? Jesus answered, the most important is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The congregation may be seated.
Renew me, O eternal light, and let my heart and soul be bright, illumined with the light of grace that issues from your holy face. Remove the power of sin
sermon this morning is based on both the Old Testament and New Testament reading from Ezekiel and from 1 Peter, and we'll also consider a reading from 1 John. To start, I reread a verse from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 and 26. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. And from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In a little bit, after the sermon, we will speak together the LWML pledge as a remembrance of what this auxiliary pledges to do. Their attitude, their thinking as a group, right from the beginning of their formation up to this day. And I want to point out something in the first and second line of that pledge. It goes, it's written in the bulletin, in fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him. Again, I read it, in fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him. This is crucial in Christianity to know that our whole life, our whole activity as people of God begins with what God has done for us. And the LWML pledge is based on that, and it's founded on that. It's founded in this gratitude that Jesus has bought redemption with his blood and suffering and death. Without that, there's not going forwards. It's all based on that. On the very simple outline I have, the truth is God's Son purifies us. That's where it starts. God's Son purifies us. And this is the way it has been from the beginning, that it starts with God. It starts with God's activity to save his people. We heard this in Ezekiel chapter 36, the Old Testament reading. We heard how the people of Israel actually profaned God's name. They did not keep God's name holy in front of other nations. They actually profaned God's name. And so God said through the prophet Ezekiel, I will take you from the nations and gather you from all countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. God will do it. God did not say to the people of Israel, you must wash yourself, you must make yourself clean. He did not say to the people of Israel, you must make yourself good enough to be good enough for me. You must do this and this and this to be good enough for me. That is not what the Old Testament covenant is about. The Old Testament covenant is about over and over and over again. It is about God calling his people, God saving his people. The people were not so good that they would be saved from slavery from Egypt, but God had made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that there would be a great nation out of his descendants, and God would keep his promise and bring the people out of slavery. It is always beginning with God's actions for his people, to clean them, to call them, to protect them, to make them his own. Over and over again, that is stated, and that is in the scriptures. We really would get it wrong and have a wrong understanding if we think the Old Testament is about laws, only about laws that people do, and the New Testament is about what Jesus has done for us dying on the cross. No. The Old Testament is about God saving his people, God making promises and keeping those promises, as right here. And then when the people mess up and sin, God forgiving the people, God cleansing the people. St. Peter wrote about this. Two people who were both converts from the Old Covenant, Judaism, and from other non-believing or non-biblical faiths, various gods and idols. When Peter says, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways you inherited from your forefathers, everything you did that was based on your forefathers really didn't accomplish anything. It was futile. In the end, it did not accomplish anything. You weren't accomplishing anything. He says you were redeemed not with perishable things as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. How were you saved? St. Peter says you were saved with the precious blood of Christ. And he goes on there in that passage, he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who are through him believers of God. This was God's plan from the beginning. He says, before the foundations of the world, God knew that Jesus would be born of the Virgin Mary, the Son of God, and would suffer, die, and rise again to save. This was God's plan from the beginning. It's not our plan to make up some story how we are saved. It's not our plan that we would be good enough to do this so God would be happy with us. That is not it. It was God's plan before the foundation of the world that Jesus would come, die, and rise. It begins with God. And that is the truth. That is what purifies people, is God's Son. And the second point, which is closely related to the, you can see the heart serving and on the front of the bulletin and the cross. Loving from a pure heart. Loving and serving from a pure heart that is washed. You see some of the symbolic meaning of the drawing on the front of the bulletin. So when, as God's purified people, so when we serve others and live out our lives, St. Peter says, and throughout the Old Testament says, do that from a pure heart. How do we do that? That is a challenge. For when we see our offerings that we may give, or the good works that we do, or the poor person that we help, or the relative or the neighbor that we help, we look deep into our minds and hearts, and we do this sometimes, perhaps very often, thinking that I'm a pretty good person because I did this. At least I'm better than that guy or that woman. I'm at least better than that person. And then all of a sudden, that good work, whatever we're trying to do, is trying to be about me and measuring myself next to that person. And all of a sudden, we're like those Pharisees or very rich people at the temple, wanted everybody to see how much money they were putting in, and it was more than anybody else because they were measuring themselves against others. And Jesus said, no, look at that woman. She's giving all that she has. She trusts in the Lord 100%, and she's giving her last coins in her love and gratitude, not showing off to others. Just as thanksgiving to God. That mind, that heart, from a pure heart, how do we do that? I was thinking about this, and it's always right and helpful to think about going through life in these different activities, looking at Christ. Because as soon as I look at myself, I start measuring myself to others. So I won't say this is the only way. This is just one way to think about. Put one eye on your neighbor who needs your help and the other eye on Jesus. One eye looking at the person that needs help and love and the other eye looking at Jesus. And with that eye looking at the person needing help, you see the need, you see where God's mercy and grace can benefit. You see an emergency, or perhaps it's not an emergency, but they need a helping hand or an encouraging friend. You see that. And with the other eye, you look to Christ, look to His Word, look to worshiping Him in church. Whatever is strongest for you, to look to Christ and what He's done for us. And that way you understand that Christ has done this for me and it flows out to my neighbor there. As soon as we are tempted to say, oh, that person is like this and I'm like this and so I should help that, you see a temptation come in there. You see a temptation to measure ourselves against that person. I have a better idea than your idea. Let me help you with this. I have more resources than you have. Let me help you with this. It's okay, but think of it. We're tempted to measure oftentimes. There's a temptation to measure. And then we fall into trouble. Because then we're saying, oh, look, I have so much and you have less. And rather, maybe look at the need of the person and think of Christ. You are the one perceiving. You are involved, but it is about Christ and it is about my neighbor. Those two things. And Christ is using me and helping neighbor, but whether I have a little or a lot, it's not about me. but it's about helping neighbor because of Christ. If we do that, it also helps us when we sin. Because you will see when we help people or are active in life, oftentimes we help somebody, or maybe just in our daily life, we have our sins. And sometimes our sins and thinking about those can drag us down. How can I help that person? I myself am so sinful. How can Jesus save me? And then we're looking inside of ourselves over and over again, and all we see is our sins. But to look to neighbor who needs our help and to look to Christ. I would have us look at a passage in 1 John chapter 1. If you would like, I'm going to read it out loud so you don't have to look it up, but if you'd like to look it up, it's page 1839 in the Pew Bible, 1839, 1 John 1. I read starting at verse 5 on that page, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his son, of Jesus his son, cleanses us from all sin. We keep our eye on Christ, knowing that he cleanses us, knowing that we are in fellowship with him, and then we are also in fellowship with one another because of Christ. I continue at verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. We know we are sinners, but keeping our eye on Christ, there is a cleansing and a forgiving of us. And that is continual. And then we also look at neighbor. I am cleansed in Jesus, and my neighbor also needs help. How is God calling me to help my neighbor, my family member, the person at work, the person at school? How is God calling me to do that? For Jesus has cleansed me. And that is what all Christians in their life are doing, as well as the LWML and the ladies that are part of it, having their eye on Christ, having their eye on neighbor. Christ has forgiven us. We serve our neighbor. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give thanks that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, and in him you cleanse us. And we rely upon you to cleanse us, to forgive us our sins. Open our eyes to see our neighbors who need us. Give us ways to serve them and help them. Not to measure ourselves against them, not to think that we are great, but to know that Jesus has saved us, and so also we love our neighbor. We ask you to continue to bless the LWML in this congregation and throughout the nation, this church body, that they, along with all Christians, may truly serve you in grateful devotion for what you have done for us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, we will say together that LWML pledge I just spoke about. Let's stand for this, and after that, we continue standing for the prayer of the church. The LWML pledge is written in the devotion, in the bulletin. In fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him with all that we are and have, in obedience to his call for workers in the harvest fields. We pledge him our willing service wherever and whenever he has need of us. We consecrate to our Savior our hands to work for him, our feet to go on his errands, our voice to sing his praises, our lips to proclaim his redeeming love, our silver and our gold to extend his kingdom, and our will to do his will, and every power of our life to the great task of bringing the lost and the erring into eternal fellowship with him. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you search our hearts and have seen our sin, and yet in your love have reconciled us to yourself through your Son. Give us your Spirit, the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, that our lives may grow in devotion to you for the salvation you have so graciously given us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide, we pray, our congregation in life and witness. Give us your grace, so that in a land where strife is too common, we will be a place of peace. In our divided nation, make this your congregation a gathering place of hearts united. In you, who extend your welcome to all, inspire all the members of your congregation to love this place where your name is invoked and your grace proclaimed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the mission of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League in this congregation and throughout the world, that every heart will beat with your love and all hearts extend your hand of service to others. Through the faithful gathering of mites, may Lutheran Women in Mission continue to encourage us to put all you have given us into the mission of reaching the lost and erring. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the daily bread that sustains us in life, for food and health, for housing and clothing, for employment, for moderate weather, for justice and peace in our community and nation, that in every time of abundance and time of need, we may know your peace in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember Margaret and Carolyn, Charlotte, Loretta, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, David, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Violet, Larry, Kathy, Joe, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. And we also remember all those suffering with COVID or being quarantined because of it. We ask your healing and your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For communicants who come to your table to eat and drink your Son's holy body and blood, may they draw near with humble confidence in your forgiveness and reliance upon your promise of nurture as we faithfully walk the heavenward way. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We sing hymn 789 as the offering is brought forward.
Praise and thanksgiving for thee we offer, for all things living, created good, harvest of sorrow. Lord, the labor we bring to serve you, that with our neighbor we may be fed. Sowing or tilling, we would work with you, harvesting, milling,
We stand as we enter the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we may not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. Oh, Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. Oh, Jesus Christ, true
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take each, with the body of Christ which is given for you. Take it, put your body in Christ, which is given for you.
Shall endure until life's end.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Any activity that's going on, that God would bless it. The dismissal, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. And then I offer this petition before we sing the Nunc Dimittis. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gracious and bountiful harvest you give to us every year in many ways, not only in grain and in animals and crops, but also that you give us a livelihood in which we can earn a living and provide for others. We ask you to give safety and success in the harvest activities, everything going on connected with those of our congregation and our friends and neighbors, that they may be safe and may recognize this goodness and give thanksgiving to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, now let your
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
The closing hymn is to the tune of 662, but the words are written here. The words are written in the bulletin. We sing.